Amen. I want to join your Axis coordinator, our Axis coordinator, to welcome you to this year's solemn assembly. It has always been a good assembly of the youth coming together. And I know, like he rightly said, that many of us, we have been impacted, we have been blessed, we have been touched by God. And I want to pray that this year will not be an exception in the name of Jesus. All of us, no exception, we go home being blessed in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I just want to say that let us continue to cooperate with the leadership of the youth in the Axis. You know, I'm very happy to hear that the first night, 100 plus of the youth are already here. And I know that some of them will want to go to work tomorrow before coming. They want to go to work tomorrow before coming. Maybe that is why we have not been more than this. But for the first day, to have 100 plus is something. And I know that shows that you believe in this fellowship. You believe in this fellowship. And your belief will not be in vain in the name of Jesus. Praise ye the Lord. Let me remind us again of the national agenda. When we talk of the next gen, the next gen is very, very pertinent in the mind of the leadership of a Foursquare Gospel Church in Nigeria. And I'm very happy to tell you that I attended a PFN Oyo State meeting. And we got there, and they were talking about the next gen. I shake my head that, yes, we are imbibing on the fact that the life is facing people. Some people are going and some people are coming. It was our regional coordinator that put something on our WhatsApp page. Our WhatsApp page. They show a church in London where they have only 10 elderly people attending the church. 10 elderly people are the one attending the church. And they were asking them, where are the rest people? They said that, where? They are no more here. They are no more here. And I was told that many of the big auditorium in London, in Britain, are being bought by Muslim to be converted to mosque. Because of what? Because we are not carrying our youth along with us. We are not carrying our youth along with us. Yoruba man so pe osa ti a ba nse ti a je ta ba fomo to mo wo ba mo ni pe o parun ni. That whatever you are doing and your children don't know about it, it will soon fizzle out. Because by the time you went away and they did not know about it, they won't know how to worship that God that you are worshiping. I pray because of the passion that leadership is taking it, you imbibe that also. And that one will take me to the Young Ministers Forum. The Young Ministers Forum. Yes, maybe there are some confusion here and there about the Young Ministers Forum. Young Ministers Forum does not mean that you are a pastor. No, not necessarily. Not necessarily. Some people, when they ask them, they say that, I'm not a pastor. I cannot be part of them. No. All this is a fellowship. Young Ministers Forum is a fellowship where you share ideas. They say, iron sharpeneth iron. Iron sharpeneth iron. Why you bring your idea, I bring my idea, so So everything will be going on the way it's supposed to go. So I want to, in fact, all of us here are supposed to be part of the Young Ministers Forum. All of us are supposed to be part of Young Ministers Forum. It is not, we don't need to run away from it. If you want to, if you don't want to be pastor, well, nobody will force you to be pastor. But I know that by the time, as time goes on, the Lord will speak to you. And you will be in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, shall we just rise up as we worship God? Faithful Lord, oh faithful God, faithful God, oh faithful God, only this earth. God, for the past 9 years, you have been bringing us even to this holy place for solemn assembly. We want to thank you, Father Lord, because we are gathering here not to mourn about anybody. We are gathering here to fellowship together, and therefore we pray, O Lord, that Lord, you will minister to us in the name of Jesus. I want to commit these your children unto you, O Lord Father. They left everything to follow you, even to this place. I pray, O Lord, they are coming here. This year will not be in vain. In the name of Jesus. I know many of them, they have come for one purpose or the other. Eternal Rock of Ages, you know our hearts. We pray you meet them at their points of need in the name of Jesus. I therefore want to commit unto you this charge. Eternal Rock of Ages, speak to us, O Lord. Speak to us, O Lord, and let your name be glorified. Blessed be unto you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Shall we have a seat? Amen. Yes. The theme for this solemn assembly is timely discovery. Timely discovery, which is taken from three passages of the Bible. First Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32. First Samuel chapter 17. Verses 34 to 37, and Genesis chapter 37, verse 5 to 10. Let me start by looking at what is time. What is time? I want to look at it from the secular point of view as well as from the biblical point of view. When we talk about time, it is a measurable period during which an action exists or continues. Yes, you maybe within 1 hour I want to do this. Within 1 day I want to do this. In the next 1 month I want to do it. In the next 1 year, that is a measurable. You measure it during which an action exists or continues. And I want to say that time is non-refundable. Time is non-refundable. It's not something that can say that, okay, I spend, you know, we have 24 hours in a day. Say I spend 20 hours productively, so the rest 4 hours, I want to preserve it. No, it's non-refundable. Time is non-refundable. So I want you to know, no wonder that is why they say that procrastination is the theft of time. You know, you cannot postpone time. You cannot postpone that, oh, the 10 o'clock of this night, let it be tomorrow morning. When it has gone, it has gone. It's something that is consumable. Time is something that is consumable. It's not something that you can say, okay, let me reserve it. Let me reserve it. So that is, when we talk of time, those are things that we are talking about time. And the Bible talk of about time in Ecclesiastes chapter 3. I mean, yes, Ecclesiastes chapter 3. When we look from verse 1, Ecclesiastes chapter 3 from verse 1. The Bible talk about time for everything. There is time for everything. In fact, as we are here, this is the time for solemn assembly. This is the time for solemn assembly. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. The Bible says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck. Pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break and break down and a time to build up. You know, it went on and on and on. He's telling us that there are a certain time has been purposed, a certain time has been scheduled. When you look at the weather situation, there's what we call dry season, there's what we call rainy season, and there's what we call the planting season, and there's what we call harvest season. All those things, you cannot be planting during harvesting. You will not be able to get what you're supposed to get. So there is a time for every purpose under heaven. So people do not know their times. Yes, you don't know your time. I don't know my time. Maybe that is why we are talking about timely discovery. I don't know the time that God has purposed for me to be somewhere, or maybe let me even use to die. I don't know the time that God has purposed for me to die. I don't know when the purpose that God has purposed for me to raise me up. So that is why we need to commit everything unto the hands of the Lord. So we need to commit everything to the hands of the Lord. In Psalm 31, verse 12, the Bible make it clear to us that times are on the Lord's hand. Your time, my time, is on the Lord's hand. No wonder that that foolish rich man who thought that he's the one that has everything in his hand, and said that, yes, now I've got everything. I cannot rest. My soul, just rest. There is no labor for you again. Let us continue to enjoy what I have done. He didn't know that what he has done is done by God. And so the Lord told him that, you foolish rich man, tonight your soul is going to be taken from you. When you also look at James chapter 4, verse 13 to 17, he warned us not to plan our times as if they belong to us. James chapter 4, verse 13. James chapter 4, verse 13.
that we should not plan our time as if it is we are the owner. We are the owner of it. We can do whatever we like about it. No, the time it does not belong to you. Your life does not belong to you. So you need to know that everything about you belongs to God. The time you are born, you don't know. Yes, you don't know. God just purpose that you are going to be born at when you are born. James chapter 4, let me read from verse 13 for us, and let's listen at it. It says, go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow, we will go into such city and continue there a year, and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth. For that you ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or do that. But now ye rejoice in your boastings. Us such rejoicing is evil. Is evil. What is the Bible telling us here? The Bible is telling us that everything concerning time, our life. In fact, time is life. Time is life. If there is no, if you don't have time, you don't have life. So our life belongs to God. And it's God that dictates what and what is going to happen unto us. No wonder in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 16, the Bible says we should redeem the time, for the days are evil. Ephesians 5:16, the Bible says we should redeem the time, for the days are evil. So we should always be mindful of what we are doing, for because it's God that has given us that time. Now, talking about timely, when we are talking about timely, we are talking about what is happening at exactly the right time. You see? Timely means it is happening at exactly the right time. And who knows the right time? God. Who knows the right time? God. So we are going to go back to that as we go on. So we should know that when we are talking of time, we have talked about it timely, that is happening at exactly the right time. Do you know the right time? Do I know the right time? Only God knows. Only God knows. Only God knows. Now, let's look at our references. When we look at 2 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32, the Bible is talking about the tribe of Issachar. The tribe of Issachar. The Bible said they understood the times. They understood the times. You know, if you look at the story of Issachar, happens to be one of the children of Jacob, and when Jacob lined them up, and he was blessing them. One of the blessings he gave them is what is happening unto them. So it's as a result of their knowledge provided. Their knowledge provided needed help in making decisions for the nation. Because they understand the time. Maybe when they say, we are going to wage war against the Philistine, they look at it and know it is not yet the time. They are not the only tribe there, but the Bible talk about that they understood time. The Lord will make you to understand time in the name of Jesus. So they understood time. So that is why we are saying that, you know, the understanding of the time has to do with the special understanding cannot be divulged. That special understanding cannot be divulged from Jacob's blessing for them. When you look at Genesis chapter 49, verse 15, when you look at the blessing, he blessed the tribe of Issachar, you know that you cannot divulge their knowledge, their understanding of when something is going to happen. You cannot divulge it from the blessing he blessed them. So be that as it may, when we look at 1 Samuel chapter 17, you know that he's talking about David. You recall that David recall what God had done through him, that will be a confirmation of what God will use him to do for the Goliath. When everybody was saying, even the king, King Saul was telling him, you are just a young man. This man that you are seeing has been a man of war from his youth. What can you do? Then he recanted what the Lord had done through him. How the bear comes, how lion comes, how he took his father's sheep from their mouth, and even when they want to be stubborn, he tear them with his hand. So, you know, when you look at all these things, you know, these are things that God has given unto David for him to be able to do what he has purposed for him. What he has purposed for him. What he has purposed for him. And on our team, lastly, in Genesis chapter 37, he's talking about Joseph. Joseph had a dream. Joseph had a dream, but his the fulfillment would not be immediate. The fulfillment of his dream could not be immediate. You know, that is one problem that some of us had. Not only the youth, even the adults. When God shows you that, this is what I'm going to make you, maybe you now go to your senior pastor, daddy, it looks as if I'm going to leave this church tomorrow. What happened? Oh, God is calling me to another ministry. God is calling me to another ministry. Whereas the Bible makes it clear to us that vision, yes, it will be fulfilled, but it may not be immediate. But definitely, it may tarry. It will not be. It must be. It will be fulfilled. So there is always a time for any vision fulfillment. There's always a time for every vision fulfillment. You talk about Joseph. In this place we are talking about, Joseph had a dream, and because his brethren thought that it will never be. Shewo, you want to be our boss. You want to be our boss. We not allow it. They thought that immediately is what God is talking about. And you know the story, how they sold him, how he became a slave, how he became a prisoner, how eventually the fulfillment of God's word was done in his life. That was the time of fulfillment. Brothers and sisters, when God is showing you something, always know that there's always a time of fulfillment. It may not be immediate. Always walk, pray, and walk towards the fulfillment of whatever God has shown you. You know, like I said, the word of God says, the vision is for an appointed time. Though it tarries, it shall surely come to pass. It shall surely come to pass. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now we are talking about time. Let's look at the right use of time. How can we use time rightly? How can we use time rightly? When we look at the Bible, we must realize the brevity of time. Time is so short. Maybe somebody is telling me that everybody has the same number of time. Yes, everybody has 24 hours in a day. But some of us know that that 24 hours may not be enough for us. It's so brief, that what happened? Ibaola Jina, Ewo, that's what it did be. Just look at this year. When did we say Happy New Year? And today is what? Today is it 20 or 19? 19. You know? So, you know, the time is very brief. It's very brief. That is why in Psalm 90, verse 12, the psalmist says, teach us to number our days, that we may apply our heart unto wisdom. Unto wisdom. When you are always remember every day that, oh, every day is plus one, minus one. Plus one to your age, minus one to that time that you are going to die. Minus one to that time that you are going to die. So it is very, very brief. It is very, very brief. So in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1, the Bible talks to we youth. Don't know that I'm a youth too. We youth that we should remember now our Creator in the days of our youth. When I first got to that passage, I was looking at why. Is it the youth alone that should remember their Creator? And I come to realize one thing, that when you are becoming old, responsibility will increase. I remember when I was in Ilorin. You know, I don't know any of you who have gone to Ilorin Church, Okwerin. You know that there is a river at the back of the church. And that river was moving every year when there is rain. It will be moving towards the church. So one year, we youth, we just decided to say that today, this year, we not allow it. We remove our trousers and put on knicker, and we enter this thing. You know, we do the channelization. The one that's supposed to be done by contractor, by whatever you say. We did it ourselves. We did it ourselves. So I wonder if somebody should come and do such a thing now, even though I may have the desire to do it, but my strength may not be able to do it. My strength may not be able to do it. So that is why the Bible is enjoining us that we should remember our Lord, our God, in our Creator in the days of our youth. In the day of our youth. And also, when we look at 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 29. 1 Corinthians 7, 29. Let's see what the Bible talk about there. Yes, 1 Corinthians 7, 29. The Bible says, but this I say, brethren, the time is short. It's remaining that both they that have wives be as though they had none. Verse 31 says, and they that use this word as not abusing it, for the fashion of this world passeth away. Passeth away. What are we talking here? We are saying that we should not subordinate the earthly duties to heavenly duty. We should not forget about heavenly duty and say that I must do this. I remember a brother sometimes ago in our church. When you say, brother, let us come and do this thing, he say, is this church that's going to feed my children? Is it God that's going to feed my wife? That used to be his language. That used to be his language. But that should not be our language. We should know that whoever is doing God's work, God is going to do his own. Let us use our time, our useful time, not our spare time. Our useful time for God. I know many of you, you have a lot of things to do, but you decided to abandon it to come and fellowship with God. To come and fellowship with God. So let us not subordinate our earthly duties to our heavenly duties. to our heavenly duties. So, and also, when we are talking about right use of time, we should use our time for serious living. We should use our time for serious living. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15, the Bible says, "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise." That's why you now go in verse 16 and say, "Redeeming the time, because the times are evil." Because the times are evil. Brothers and sisters, let us redeem our time. Let us use our time wisely. And I know that the God of heaven will help us and give us grace in the name of Jesus. We are talking now about timely discovery. Timely discovery. What are we discovering? What are we discovering? I want to say that we want to discover the purpose of God for our life. I want to discover that purpose at exactly the right time. We don't want it to be a time when the time has passed. I'm not saying that, my show, all the kids can come by you. Had I known, will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. I said, had I known, will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. So, I want to say that discovery is when you want to discover the purpose of God. And not only discovering the purpose of God, it should be at exactly the right time. I want you to know that God has a purpose, has a plan and purpose for every one of us. God did not create us as a useless being. No. God has created us for a purpose. In Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, the Bible says, tell us something there. It said that, let's see what the Bible says. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. I want somebody to read it for me from the congregation. Jeremiah 29:11. Mm-hmm. To give you an expected end. There is an expected end that God has for you, that God has for me. So, God is telling us in that Jeremiah chapter 29 that I know the thought I ask for you. God has a thought for you. God has a thought for me. You see, somebody said that why many people are failing in the world is that we are cheaters. We are doing the exam. And I want to look at what this brother is writing. Whereas the question paper we are giving are different question papers. The one you are giving is different from the one I'm giving. So instead of me to concentrate on my own and make sure that I answer my own the way it's supposed to be answered, I will be cheating. I'll be looking at another person. And by the time I copy his own answer, it will be a failure. I think I attended an exam. And, you know, as usual, before that time, they always give us the same question. Answer 5 questions out of 10. Answer 2 questions out of 5. So, all of us believe that it's going to be the same thing. And we are looking, what is your answer for A? What is your answer for B? We are just copying ourselves. And by the time result comes, many people fail. And we are saying, no, it cannot be. But by the time the examiner said, we should go and look at the question we are giving, each of us. By the time we look at our home, we look at it compared with the other one, we discover that there are different questions that we are giving. But because we are stereotyped, and that is what is happening, your own purpose is different from my own purpose. I need not to look at you and say that, no, Sheba Jolosi University ni, Sheba Jojade ni, Bao lo Shelema, O Shelema Ali, Shekemi Mali She, I go for another bag by you, another bag by my phone. And that is what is taking us to this Yahoo. That's what is taking us to this Yahoo or Yahoo Plus.
We want to be like the other person. But I'm telling you this evening that God has a plan. God has a purpose for your life. God has a plan. God has a purpose for your life. And I want you to stick to that purpose. I want you to stick to that plan. And I know that the plan and purpose of God for your life shall be fulfilled in the name of Jesus. I say it shall be fulfilled in the mighty name of Jesus. So, all what we need to do is to ensure that we follow the purpose and plan of God for our life. Follow the purpose of God and the plan of God for your life. So, how do you discover? Now, we are talking of timely discovery. How can you discover God's purpose for your life? Let me say, first and foremost, you must have personal and intimate relationship with God. You must have personal and intimate relationship with God. You must know God. You must follow Him. You must fellowship with Him. You must fellowship with Him. In Daniel chapter 11, verse 32, the Bible says, those who know their God will do exploit. Only those who know their God will do exploit. And how do you know your God? You know your God through intimate and personal relationship with Him. You don't look at what this sister is doing. You don't look at what this brother is doing. What is your own relationship with God? You remember, let me give an example of what happened when you don't have a personal relationship with God. In Acts of Apostles chapter 19, Acts of Apostles chapter 19, you know, you have heard about the Sceva's children, Sceva's sons, when Paul and Apollo, when they were in Samaria, they were healing people. They were casting away demons, devils, out of the people. And so they carried those people who have a demon. And they now say, in the name of Jesus Christ, that has been preached by Paul and Apollo, come out. And the Bible says that the evil spirit in those people came out and started beating them. Paul, I know. Apollo, I know. Who knows you? Paul had intimate relationship with God. Apollo had. But these ones, they are just copycat. They just saw what the people are doing, and they said that they want to compare themselves with them. So you must have personal and intimate relationship with God. If indeed you want to discover God's purpose in your life. And timely too. I want to thank God for your life that some of you know your God at your youth. Yeah? Sometimes when I see many of you, I envy you. I appreciate God for your life. I look at it that if I had known God at that age of mine, I don't know, sky will not be my limit. But I thank God that that at least He had made me to know Him. That God has made me to know Him. So, you must have a personal relationship with God. And not only that, you must seek God. Brothers and sisters, you must seek God. Those who seek God, they will find Him. No wonder in Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, the Bible says, when you seek God, you will find Him. When you knock, the door will be open. But if you are there, you are just brooding over nothing. Se n tolo ikolo n se fun mi ni mo gbadura last year ko ti se fun mi mo so pe mo need oko ko ti fun mi loko mo ni mo need yawo ko ti fun mi ni yawo mo ni mo fe admission mi ti ra admission se pe to ikolo n se ni mo de gbadura mo de se ti e. No, that will not be enough for you. That will not be good for you. Hmm? You must seek him. No matter the situation that you are passing through, know that God is God. God will never subordinate his power to anybody. You know, he said that my glory will not thus share with anybody. My glory will not thus share with anybody. So you must seek him. You must seek him. You must seek him. In Deuteronomy chapter 4, let's look at verse 20. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 29. If you are there, please read. Deuteronomy 4, 29. You see, you hear what the Bible says? You hear what the Bible says? That but if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him. If thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul. You must seek him with all thy heart, with all thy soul. It's not a matter that shebi mon lo church. Shebi I'm paying my tithe. Shebi I'm paying my offering. I'm even a chorister. I'm an usher. I'm this, I'm that. Not only that, you must seek him with all your heart. You are doing all those things not because of what you want to get from God. Let God know that. Let me tell you that fact. You are going to church, and that's nothing to do with God. Whether you go or you not go, God has, it has not changed God. What God needs most is your heart. God is interested in you more than the work you are doing. I'm a pastor. I'm a chorister. Thank God. But what God is more interested in is your heart. Is your heart. How is your heart to him? No wonder the Bible says that we are not going to be judged by what we are doing, but we are going to be judged by the thought of our heart. What are you thinking? What am I thinking? The Bible says God is going to judge us with the thought, with the thought of our heart. So we must see God with all our heart. We must see God with all our heart. Also, let's look at 2 Chronicles. Second Chronicle chapter 14. Yes, Second Chronicle chapter 14. When we look at verse 4, it says, okay, is it Second Chronicle or First Chronicle? Let me find out. Okay. Second Chronicles chapter 4, verse 4. It's not where indeed I want to. It's where God also commanded the Israelites that they should seek him with all their heart. That we should seek him with all their heart. Yeah. It's not enough to say that I'm a member of First Square Gospel Church. Thank God for you. Thank God for you. It should be a channel for you to serve God. It should not be a channel for you to be bragging. Eh? Don't you know Foursquare? Oh, we know word in Foursquare. There is no church that has compared with Foursquare. Thank God. But that is not what we are talking about. Your own relationship. I was saying one day that on that day, many people will be surprised. However small it may be, you may be able to see people from Kerubim and Seraphim, from Sele, from all those white garment churches who will enter heaven. And we see some people from Jinjin Pentecostal who will see me being, I serve you now, I do this for you now, and they will not be able to. Because they were only enjoying the fellowship of the brethren. They were not enjoying the fellowship of God. So you must see God. You must see God. And another thing is that you must have complete understanding of God's word. You must understand God's word. The Bible makes it clear to us that it's not only the hearer of God alone that is going to be blessed, but the doer of the word of God. And how will you be the doer of the word of God if you don't understand it? You must understand the word of God. In Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, when God was about to hand over the mantle of leadership to Joshua, he told Joshua, he said, this book of law should not depart from your mouth. Meditate therein day and night. He said, therein lies of what? Your success. The word of God is very, very important. The word of God is very, very important. We are talking about discovering the purpose of God for my life, for your life. So you must understand the word of God. You must have the complete understanding of the word of God. Joshua would have been saying that, Sebi, I've been working with Moses. I've been the only servant of Moses. That is an enough qualification for me. That should be enough qualification for me to lead the people. But God reminded him that is not the only qualification. This book of law must not depart from your mouth. That you must meditate therein day and night. Many of us, it is only on Sunday that we carry the word of God because we are too busy. We are too busy. We are too busy. We don't have time to open the word of God. So we are busy. So and that is why we are not reading it. God is not happy about it because he has instructed us that this book of law must not depart from our mouth. Whatever you are doing, make sure that the word of God does not depart from your mouth. And I want to also say that you must ask and be filled with the Holy Spirit. We must ask and be filled with Holy Spirit. In Acts of Apostles, chapter 21, first and foremost, you know, Jesus was telling his disciples when he was about to leave this earthly ministry, when they were weak, when he told them that in a short while I'm going to leave you, and listen, they were afraid. How can you leave? You are with us, and they were harassing us. When you leave, they will kill us. And he told them, "Say, don't worry. If I go, I will send a comforter to you, who will reveal my mind unto you." Comforter, Holy Spirit, is the Spirit of God that will reveal the mind of God unto us. That will reveal the mind of God unto us. In Acts of Apostles, chapter 21, verse 4. Acts of Apostles, chapter 21, verse 4. Acts of Apostles, chapter 21, verse 4. The Bible says, "And finding disciples, we tarried there 7 days. Who said to Paul through the Spirit that he should not go up to Jerusalem?" He should not go up to Jerusalem. You know, it is the Spirit of God that revealed to that disciple that if Paul should go to Jerusalem, evil thing will happen to him. So, Holy Spirit is always reminding us of the mind of, he's always telling us the mind of God. You want to discover what God has for you in your career. Even in the secular career, you want to know what God has for you. Let the Holy Spirit minister to you. Let the Holy Spirit minister to you. No wonder. Without Holy Spirit, we are empty. Without Holy Spirit, we are empty. So we need Holy Spirit. We need Holy Spirit to help us in all our undertaking. And I know that the Lord Himself will help us in the name of Jesus. You must covet it. You must covet it. You must ask for it. Whoever asks for it, God will give. It is not with money. Don't be like that sorcerer. When he saw that when Peter lay hands on the people speak in tongues, and he went back at the bar, said that, please take this money, give me that power, so that when I lay my hands, people will start speaking in tongues, and Peter rebuke him. He rebuked him. So it's not by money. It's not by position. It's the willingness to obey God. It's willingness to tell God, Lord, I need it. And the Lord will give unto you in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Another thing which I want to say as I'm rounding up is that you must have desire to obey God. Have desire to obey His word, God's word. Decide, God, whatever you tell me, I'm going to do. You know, many of us, we always say that, I don't know what happened. I pray, God did not reveal anything to me. What of what He has revealed to you? What of what is revealed in the word of God? Are you doing them? Why are you looking for another one? Obedience to His word is very, very paramount. Obedience to God's word is very, very paramount. You remember, let me just give this example. Remember in Luke chapter 5, the Bible said that Jesus was preaching, and people were pressing on Him. He saw two boats. And he entered the one that belongs to Peter. He said, please, help me. Let me use it to preach. Apart from the fact that Peter had walked through the night, for some of you who have been at a seashore before, in the night like this, you will see light of the fishermen. It is there. It is in the night they go to the deep sea, to go and catch fish, because that is the time they'll be able to see the fishes to catch. But Peter had gone through the night and he got nothing. The Bible says he was washing his net. He was washing his net to just go and tell his wife, my dear, I could not get anything. And somebody just come, a Jew just come. He said, can you help me? Let me use your boat to preach to these people. And he allowed it. And the climax of it is that after he had preached, he now told Peter, can you launch at the deep? I know Peter looked at him. What do you mean? Are you a fisherman? Do you know when we usually have fish? I've done all what I'm supposed to do. Even though Peter said it, but he said one word. He said, but at your word, nitori oro re. What kind of obedience is that? The man who had been tired, the man who had walked all the night. I wonder how many of us after the Fiji, and somebody said that, I want you to follow me to go and visit a brother. Won't you say that? Don't you know that I've been at Fiji? How do you expect me to follow you? I'm tired, I cannot go. But Peter said, okay, at your word. And you know the story. At the word of God, which which Peter believed. The Bible says he caught many fishes, that his net was breaking. He has to call his partner. Hey, come and help me to do this thing. That is obedience to the word of God. That is obedience to the word of God. That is obedience to the word of God. In John chapter 14, John 14, when we look at verse 20, verse 23, just 14:23, the Bible says, Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Whoever believes God, will not believe Jesus Christ, will not believe his word. Jesus says, God will be living in him, Jesus will be living in him. And whoever wants to do such a person harm, must first of all do Jesus harm, do God harm, before he can do you any harm. So, obedience to the word of God is one qualification that can make you to discover what God has for you in store. Don't use God's word as a fire brigade. You know what? It's only when we have fire that we call fire brigade. When there is no fire, don't remember there is anything they call fire brigade. But when there is fire, and that is what many of us are doing, it's only when we have problem. That is when we now go on our knee. Ah, Oluwa, ba mi nu nu wahala yi. Ah, ma je ki ba wahala yi lo. They say, pray so that we not pray. Pray so that you not pray. There will be a time you may be in a situation that you not even remember to pray. The prayer you have prayed before, the obedience that you have done before will be working for you. Will be working for you. So, brothers and sisters, what I'm telling you this evening is that for you and me to timely discover our purpose in God, even in this world, we must be somebody who is working with God. Don't let this world mold you into them. Somebody was saying that the evil of this day is that the church has gone to the world. The world has gone to the church. So you hardly know the difference. You hardly know the difference. I want you to study the word of God. What is God looking for in your life? Don't let your secular activities derail you from the plan of God for you. I want to tell you that there are a lot of things that are God's plan, God's purpose, but because it doesn't look palatable, it doesn't look good, it's not decorated, you feel that that cannot be. God is telling somebody, this is you're going to be your husband. Just in a church like this, in an assembly like this, and they were praying, or there is someone going on, and God is telling her, the person beside you is going to be your husband. She just look, and he's. Because you look at the person, it's not looking nice. Let me use that word. The person is not looking nice. Maybe it's not as tall as she wants the person to be. It's not as light as the person used to be. I mean, wants to be. Maybe it's like my wife. You look at me, pe. Tanofe okolai. Emi o fe okolai o le je. Okolai o le je. Ko le je. Ko le je wili fun mi o. Emi o. Okolai o le je wili fun mi o. You know, you're just looking at giving excuses why that person should not be. And because of that, many have lost the purpose of God for them. Many have lost the purpose of God for their life. You need to listen attentively. Listen to what God is telling you. God is always talking to his children. God did not want you to be deaf to him. He did not want you to live uncomfortably. The comfort that God wants to give you may not be the way you look at it. But one thing is that if you go according to that plan of God, you will enjoy your life. Many of us, we are using our outside eye to choose for ourselves. I say, yes, I've discovered what God wants for me. I've discovered what God wants for me. Even some of us who are in higher institution, you choose your courses by what people are saying. Oh, medicine is a very lucrative job. Oh, it is engineering that is a very lucrative job. Oh, it's accounting that is a very lucrative job. That is what I'm going to take. Is that the will of God for you? Did you ever ask God, is this the will of God for me? Or you want, after choosing it, you are now asking God, God, confirm this one as your will for me. Confirm this one as your will for me. Let me tell you one thing. That's what we call, what is that will we call? You don't know. That's what we call a permissive will, yes. That's what we call permissive will. Now God will, well, if that is what you want to do, you can go ahead. One of such things is the issue of Hezekiah. God sent Isaiah to him, pack your load, you are going to die. Pack your load, you are going to die. And the Bible says he faced the wall. Say, Lord, I don't want to die now. You know what? Just look at all what I've been doing for you. I've been serving you with all my heart. I've been doing this. And the Bible said, before Isaiah goes out of the court, king's court, God sent him back. You are not going to die. I'm going to give 15 more years. Go and read your Bible very well. Within that 15 years, all the good things that Hezekiah did was rubbished. I know some people are saying that it's within that 15 years that he got heir apparent into the throne. Yes, I agree with them. But within that 15 years also, that is when he showed all the properties to the enemy. And the same Isaiah went to him. What have you shown him? Show them. He said, I've shown them everything. And because you have shown them everything, they are going to carry everything away. They are permissive way. You are untwisting God. When God has said something, He knows the reason why he's saying it. Shall we, as I'm closing, let's look at Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Yes. Romans 8, 28. If you are there, I want you to read it. Romans 8, 28. I think, yes. Praise the Lord. He said, and we know, all things work together for good for those who are called according to his purpose. All things. If Joseph would have been like me, I'll tell God, why should you, why should you allow me to, why should you give me any vision if you know that you are going to punish me like this? I did not ask for it now. You are the one who showed me vision. But after going all through these things, the Bible says the vision was fulfilled in his life. So whatever you are passing through, but somebody says, not all storms are bad. Not all storms, gbogbo iji, to nje, gbogbo eko ni o dara. Some storms are come to clear the way for you. Some storm comes to clear the way for you. So whatever is coming to you, all what you need to be asking for God, let your will be done. Just like Jesus. Jesus faces a serious problem in the Garden of Gethsemane. The pain was too much for him. In fact, the Bible says the sweat that was coming out of his body was like blood. So he was forced to say, Lord, if this cup can pass over me. And immediately he realized that no, this is the purpose. This is the purpose of which I come to this world. He said, Father, not my will. Let your will be done. The will of God will be done in your life in Jesus' name. Shall we rise up? I want you to talk to God. I want you to talk to God. Father, what is your purpose in my life? Father, what is your purpose in my life? Let your purpose be fulfilled in my life. Let your purpose be fulfilled in my life. Your word says in Jeremiah 29, verse 11. You say your plan for me is of good, it's not of evil. Your plan for me is of good, it's not of evil. Let your good plan for me be fulfilled. Shall we pray in the name of Jesus? I want you to pray. I want you to talk to God. I want you to talk to God. I know you have been coming to this. Solemn assembly for many times, but I want you to know that this year is going to be different for you in the name of Jesus. Anna has been going to Shiloh for many years, but that particular year he said, Lord, I will not go unless you bless me. And that is why he went to the tabernacle herself and was praying. And God answered. God will answer you in the name of Jesus. Only talk to him. Talk to him. Talk to him. Talk to him. The Bible says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord. Thought of peace and not of evil. To give you an expected end. To give you an expected end. God has an end for you. He has an expected end for you. I want to give you that expected end. Talk to God about it. The Lord, meet me at my point of need. I've come again this year. Lord, meet me at my point of need. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, dear Father. I'm serving the Lord of miracle. I know, yes, I know. Oh, you will pray for that person. Your miracle will come early this year. In this first quarter of the year, your miracle will come. Your outstanding miracles will come. Your supernatural miracle will come. Shall we turn into prayer? Pray for your partner. Pray for him. Pray for her. The Lord God of heaven will bring that miracle early this year. Your miracle will come early this year. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the first quarter of this year, you will experience that supernatural miracle. You will experience that divine miracle. Father, let it happen concerning you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, our heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. We may not have more than 10 minutes to pray, but I want us to be serious with our prayers. You are going to hold that partner again. Every time wasters in his life, that power is destroyed. That power is destroyed. Your time will not be wasted. Your resources will not be wasted. You see, time wasted, like Daddy said, is life wasted. Time wasted is money wasted, isn't it? So you are going to pray for your partner. Every power and every spirit that is wasting your time, today I bind that spirit in your life in the name of Jesus. Shall we turn into prayer? Shall we call upon the name of the Lord? Every time wasters in your life, I destroy it in the name of Jesus. Your time will not be wasted. Your resources will not be wasted. Your opportunities will not be wasted. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and I declare, Father, Lord, the time waster in your life, I destroy it in the name of Jesus. Father, let that time waster, let it be destroyed. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, dear Father. In Jesus' name we pray. The theme for this solemn assembly is timely what? Timely what? Our Father in the Lord used to tell us one experience of life that he had. I believe you have heard him before. And what was this story? He said there was a particular time when they wanted to promote somebody in his place of work. And they are looking for somebody that we have to post to that very particular office. That he was just passing by. Holy Spirit just ministered to our daddy. That just greet these people. And he opened the door. He knocked at the door. He opened it. He said, the board they were meeting. He said, I just want to greet you. God bless you, sir. And he went away. And what happened thereafter? Yes, that person we want to consider for that post, it is that guy. It is that man. It is that man, our general overseer. That was his experience that time. You are going to pray for your partner that his own time will be timely. Amen. What do I say? Oh Lord, say after me. Oh Lord, let my time come. Oh yeah, turn into prayer. Pray unto the Lord. Pray for yourself, pray for your partner. Father, let my time come. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, let my time come. At the appropriate time, Father, come and do my own. Father, at the appropriate time, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, let my own time come. Father, let my own time come. Father, let my own time come. Father, let my own time come. Thank you, dear Father. In Jesus' name we pray. You see, when our daddy was ministering to us the other time, and he told us his experience about the exam he wrote, and they were given different questions. It also happened to me. You see, those of us that studied accounting, they will agree with me. This course was costing, cost accounting. And the man said about 20 different questions. They were all objective. So, of course, it may be the same questions, but he changed the number. Number one here will be number 20 in the other person. It will be number 15 in the other person. It will be number 30 in another person's question. And all of us, he made sure that if four or five of you are sitting around each other, the question will be different. And some of us started copying each other. What is your number one? Is it A, B, or C, or D? Then you will just write, it's A. Then you write A. Whereas the answer to your own is C. And we continue like that. And you know what the man did? At the back of the question paper, he now wrote A, B, C, D, E. When everybody has completed and he wanted to submit, he said, look at the back of your question. You will see a letter there. Write it on top of your answer sheet. It was then we discovered that all of us, we have done the wrong thing, especially those who copied each other. Brother, what am I saying? There is time for everything. And that is why you are going to pray unto my own time. Maybe your own rainy time. The pastor, Walela Dipo, his own rainy time is my own dry season. Amen. And my dry season is also his own rainy time. So the time differs. So you are going to pray for your partner. What happens or the experience of our general overseer will be your experience. When they will say, this is man that you have been looking for. This is the woman. This is the lady we have been looking for. Let my time come. I don't want to get there before that time. You know, if you get there before that time, you can miss it. If you get there after that time, you can miss it. But at the appropriate time, let me be there. Shall we turn into prayer? Pray unto the Lord. Say, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, let me be there on time. I will not get there before that time. I will not get there after that time. But the appropriate time, I will be there. Shall we turn into prayer? Pray it unto the Lord. Pray it fervently. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray, I will get there on time. I will not miss my time in the name of Jesus. My partner will not miss his time. She will not miss her time. At the appropriate time, she will be there. The time she's mostly needed, that will be the time she will get there. In the mighty name of Jesus. At that time, that job will be given to you. At that time, your admission will be true. At that time, your partner will come. Father, let me get there. At the appropriate time, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, our Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We are talking about men of Issachar. They understand the time. Praise the Lord. They understand what? The time. They are men of time. They are men of vision. And you are going to pray as well. I want to pick out some of the time wasters. One of the time wasters is when you sleep too much. Statistics have shown if someone is sleeping 8 hours in a day, my brother, 8 hours in a day, when he's at the age of 60, how many years has he used to sleep? How many years? Mathematician, scientist, somebody is sleeping 8 hours in a day, and when he's 60 years old, how many hours must he have used to sleep? 20 years. Can you imagine that? Out of 60 years, somebody has slept for 20 years. Every time waster. And the Bible says, a little sleep, a little slumber. What happens? Poverty comes in. You are going to pray. Every time waster, like sleeping too much. Especially you young people, because you are sleeping too much. This time, oh, you kill your colonial man, Tenelady, Pastor Wale, Abibeko, and not to evil thing, but come on, Tenelady, out of 24 hours, there are 5 hours over a quarter. Yes, so you should be reading, and get yourself serious. Praise the Lord. Amen. Are you going to pray? Every spirit of sleeping too much, I bind you. Shall we turn into prayer? Call upon the name of the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, Every power, oh Lord, that is causing me to sleep too much, that is causing me to sleep too much, Father Lord, take it away from me. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, take it away from me. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, our heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Because of our time, maybe I have two or three more prayer points. You see, First Chronicle chapter 4, verse 9, told us about Jabez. In one of the prayers of Jabez, he said that you should enlarge my what? Coast. Praise the Lord. Limitation is a time waster, isn't it? Stagnation is a time waster. Oppression is a time waster. You are going to call upon the name of the Lord. Every oppression, the Bible promised us that violence and oppression shall be far away from you. You are going to call the name of the Lord. Every spirit of limitation in my life, I remove you. Every spirit of oppression, Father, I remove you. Every spirit of limitation, I remove you. Shall we turn into prayer? Father, let's call upon the name of the Lord. I will not be limited. Every oppression in my life, I bind you in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of stagnation, my life must move forward in the name of Jesus. My academics must move forward. My job must move forward in the mighty name of Jesus. Every spirit of stagnation, every spirit of limitation in my life, I destroy you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, our heavenly Father. We worship you and we adore you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let us say a louder amen. I don't know if you know this song. You are going to sing it prayerfully. And what is that song? Baba Tina Bobe. Nibi Ogun Betiwa. Emi mi ma Tina Bobe. Ajemwa Yiyasan. Hallelujah.
Baba Tina Bobe.
Oh, Nibi Ogun Betiwa. I want you to turn into prayer. Every area where the enemy has come into my life to waste my time, I destroy you in the name of Jesus. I destroy you in the name of Jesus. Father, let it be destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus. Oluwa etinabobe. Wherever the enemy has come into my life and they are wasting my time, I destroy you in the name of Jesus. I destroy you in the name of Jesus. Every power that is oppressing me, every power that is limiting me, every power that is causing stagnation in my life, be destroyed in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Father, let it be so long. Thank you, dear Father. We worship you and we adore you. Be so, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this moment. We have cried unto you, Lord. We don't have to waste our time because there is time for everything. Lord, the grace to make judicious use of our time, Lord, grant unto us in the name of Jesus. Every time wasters in our life, Father, is it limitation, is it stagnation, is it oppression, is it violence? Let them be removed in the mighty name of Jesus. Our life will move forward. Our academics, we move forward. Our family, we move forward. Every promise that you have made concerning our life, Father, let it surely come to pass. In the mighty name of Jesus, every power that is limiting us, we bind you in the name of Jesus, and it shall be well with us. Thank you, our heavenly Father, for in Jesus' mighty name we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Let's rise up, please, and let's shepherd our aims to our daddies. The Lord has used them to impact us. I'd like you to shepherd your aims to them, that the Lord will strengthen them. The Lord will empower them. They have shared out of their wealth of experience with us. And there are some salient things that I jotted here that we should, that God needs our hearts. That all things will work together for good for us. That not all storms are bad. So I would like you to be looking into all this and begin to pray, because they have showered blessings on us. They have led us in prayer. The Lord will be with them. The Lord will uphold them. They have started well. They will finish well. That the Lord will minister to them, minister to their family. That the Lord will uphold their family in the name of Jesus. They are our fathers, and they are grandpas. That the Lord will take good care of them. Take good care of the family. Take good care of the children. Take good care of the grandchildren. In the name of Jesus, they will not fall. They will not falter. In the name of Jesus, Bioluwadi metem resimbe. Won ikusana biyefi. In the mighty name of Jesus, you have started well. You will finish strong. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will strengthen you. You will not be weak. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will continue to be relevant. In the name of Jesus, the hand of God be mighty upon you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I would like you to say seven powerful amen. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 In Jesus' name. Daddy, I want to appreciate you, sir. Thank you for... It's as if the message should continue. Because when you were about rounding up, I was like, jotting, you are just, the thing was just coming. I jotted some points here, which I will write out. Every now and then I will be reminding us. The Lord bless you, sir. The Lord will strengthen you. And look at even that prayer point. But that the judge, they lead the prayer point. That the impartation has started. Please don't let us joke with all these words that we have heard, and let us go and reflect on it. Any moment from now, we will go and eat and rest. Please, I want to tell us that this is period of sacrifice. You have not come here to a comfort zone. You have come to sacrifice your time. You know, we have heard about time now. When you sacrifice your time to wait upon the Lord, then you will see the results. So after now, we will go and eat. But before then, I will call on the Aziz Youth Secretary, Dr. Tolu Eyila. Then after that, yes, after that, we'll take the offering. Yes. Okay. After that, we take the offering for the announcement, then offering. Yes. Please just listen to the announcement and the instruction. Tomorrow is a full day. Please make good use of tomorrow and prepare your mind. More of it, our secretary will tell us. Dr. Tolu, you are welcome. Please let's appreciate this man.
Praise the Lord. I believe we are enjoying ourselves. Praise the Lord. So quickly, we'll be going to have our Should we call it dinner now? Or should we call it... what? Okay. So please, we are going to have our meal at the kitchen. And the instruction is that you are supposed to go with at least one chair, not the chairs you are sitting on, but if you just look behind, you see some chairs that are stacked at the back, the white and blue chairs. Just pick one of them and then you go to the back. Please, let's follow that instruction. Don't go with any of the chairs that you are sitting on. Just pick one of those chairs and then let's move to the back. For those that have been nominated to take Bible study tomorrow, please, you are expected to meet with our brother, bro Timothy. Sir, please, would you rise so that you can, bro Timothy, please, you can see him just standing at the back. You are expected to meet with him before we go to rest tonight. All members of the choir and those that also are in the drama group, you are expected to meet also tonight to make sure that you conclude all necessary arrangements to have a smooth program tomorrow. So please, let's take note. Tomorrow by 5 o'clock, we'll wake up for our personal morning devotion, and by 5:30, am I correct, sir, for our prayer walk, and we'll gather here right in front of the hall by 5:30 a.m. I think those are the announcements that we have for now. Sir, I don't know if you have any addition. Do you have any addition to those announcements? Tomorrow, very early tomorrow. So I'd like to call on our barista, our treasurer, for the offering. Let's celebrate grace.
Amen. 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 No service is complete without you giving something to God. Abi? It is until you give something to God that will make him shake where he is. Omo ifu mi kan te pe o ju nkan ti mo ro lo. Eh? I would like you to put your hand in your purse, in your bag. Anywhere you know something that is good that you want to give unto God is, I'd like you to put your hands into it and bring it out and tell God that, God, I am here in Solemn Assembly 2023. That, God, this little offering that I want to give unto you, I want you, O Lord God, to bless me in return with it in the mighty name of Jesus. That as I give this to you, you will multiply me divinely. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will bless me beyond measure. In the mighty name of Jesus, all my supplications here on this mountain will be answered. In the mighty name of Jesus, let's raise it up and begin to tell the Lord that, God, this little, this much that I want to give unto you, will turn my life, will turn my situation around for good. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, Lord God, we bless and exalt your name for this that we want to give unto you. That, God, you will bless us in return, in million folds, in the mighty name of Jesus. So shall it be, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Father, dancing over it. Hallelujah. Let the left. Yeah.
enter the grace, you will go as I have been given instruction to the kitchen to eat. You don't need to bring the chair back. Just leave it there. Tomorrow we still use it to eat. Then after the program, you can return it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So please, once again, don't forget tomorrow morning. I've told you it is sacrifice. Don't wait till we call you to come out for prayer work. And for those that are just joining us in Solemn Assembly, it is not time. When you wake up, just move out after the devotion. Don't go and clean up. So after the prayer walk, you can now take your bath and all that and ready for the ministration. And our guest minister that will minister tomorrow morning just called tonight and gave us some information. Please, I'm begging you in the name of God, make sure you settle down in this auditorium on time. We will tell you the time to converge after the prayer walk. And please, don't joke with that prayer walk. Any aspect of this program, don't joke with it. Remember, I said obedience is better than sacrifice. During the message, our daddy still mentioned something about what? Obedience. Please, it's a message to all of us. Shall we rise up? Let's share the grace in fellowship. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen. Before surely, wait, all those that are involved in one thing or the other, maybe preview or the choir rehearsals, please, I know our leaders will not waste time so that we can eat and go and rest. Please.